Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Kropp, director of the center, and I'm here once again for our third in a series of podcasts on attachment with Dia Anderson and Priscilla Weigel. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
So excited to be talking about this. I just feel like the information has been wonderful, and I know the people listening, whether they care for infants or whether they care for older children, can really take the information and use it. We're really going to talk about how people who are working with children in early childhood programs can really promote the attached relationship. So I guess we'll just open with that and see what you have to tell us about that, Dia.
All right. Well, one thing kind of in the research that I was doing is on attachment when I was writing the training that we have available is that the importance of attachment in early care settings is often overlooked. We tend to forget that it's important that we really focus on building relationships with the children in our care. Research has shown that there's no question that attachment relationships happen in childcare much in the same way that they happen with a child and their parents or primary caregivers, and that when there are disruptions in those early care and education attachment relationships, children do become distressed and stressed. When you think about, for example, in a child care center, sometimes we become concerned about staff turnover.
Right.
And one thing that we forget is that, you know, yes, it makes it for us as directors or assistant directors or whatever, other classroom staff, it makes it really difficult for us. It's just as difficult and maybe even more so on the children in our care, and that all of a sudden, for some of those children, an important attachment figure for their 8 to 10, 11-hour day is now not there, not available to them.
Right.
So when there is that issue of staff turnover, or whether it be a maternity leave or an illness or something like that, just we need to let children know. We need to talk to them about the change. If we can, we need to prepare them in advance for that change. Just remembering that, that may have been their attachment person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's important to keep that in mind.
That is a great point.
That is a great point.
Yeah.
Right. Another thing that some researchers, Guzens and Eisendorn, not sure if I'm saying that right because it's a Scandinavian, kind of a different name, but they found that the quality and frequency of interactions was very important. So you know how we talk about, well, it's the quality and not the quantity that counts. But that's not really true in the development of attachment relationships in early care and education settings. The quality is important, the quality of our interactions, but the quantity is also important.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to think about, are we making sure that we're interacting daily with each child in our care? You know, there are those children that are easy to miss. And we want to make sure that we are having quality, positive, frequent interactions with all of the children in our care, making sure that somebody is not falling through the cracks.
That's a really good reminder, because I think even for those children who, when you think of the child that would quote-unquote fall through the cracks, you maybe are making the assumption that it's a child that's really quiet and shy and withdrawn, but it can be the child that seems really gregarious and totally confident, and you're still not making that connection with them, too.
Right.
You need to make time for every child and that quality.
Right. And granted, there are children who need us more than others, but it's up to us to make sure that we're building relationships with each of the children, you know, as just that we're available. to them and making sure that we know them enough to be able to read their cues.
Do you kind of like the notion of in a place that has more staff, sort of assigning staff to specific children? Or
I think in infant and toddler care, that's very important to have that primary caregiver. And I know it's difficult. It can be difficult to do. People get ill and mm-hmm. need days off and those kinds of things. But, you know, the thing with a healthy attachment is that, you know, there might be a day that attachment person isn't there. That's not going to make a huge, if there's a healthy attachment, that's not going to make it really a big, you know, it's not going to traumatize the child forever. Mm-hmm. As long as that person is available the majority of the time. And yes, children do, you know, a staff person cannot be there from 7 until 6, like some children are. But as long as that primary caregiver is available the majority of the day, and ideally, and I know there are centers that do this, and I also read some research that really promoted this, was that that infant primary caregivers move up with them into the toddler classrooms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do know there are programs that, you know, they'll switch classrooms or caregivers every 6 months or so. And, you know, really, I guess ideally, that's not perhaps right. in the best interest of the child. Mm-hmm. That's a difficult time to be moving children, just because the attachment, that foundation is just being built in those days, and to have to get used to new people in a new room is really pretty overwhelming.
Yep.
So let's say you work for a center that does that, though, and you know the importance of that healthy attachment and continuing that bond. What are some things that you can do as the teacher that is sending these children off to that next group? How can mm-hmm. you maintain, because there are ways you can
right.
help kind of bridge that
right.
difficult transition.
Well, I think, you know, that prep of visiting with them, if that's just how the program works and that's the culture of the program and it's not something that is easily changed, I would really focus on that, preparing them, having that caregiver come in to visit often, mm-hmm. Making sure that you can spend some shared time outside or something like that, having pictures of those people,
well,
you know,
great
actual
idea.
Photographs,
yeah.
maybe making some storybooks
mm-hmm.
about the change or about that staff person. You know, let's say this is Miss Katie. Miss Katie likes to ride her bike. You know, just things that are going to familiarize and let the child know that, yep, that person is okay, and you know, this trusting person is telling me that this person is okay.
Right, right.
And I think that's something that you can do. And I think too, making sure that and it might cause some tears and things at first, but you know, making sure that child still sees you.
Right, good.
Because I think a lot of times caregivers think, oh, gotta make the break.
Right.
It's easier if we just snip those apron ties and just send that child off, because they'll get used
yeah.
to it and they'll be fine. But I think your point is really important.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same rationale as why we don't encourage parents to sneak away
right.
when separation is difficult.
Right.
We don't want the children to think that they just disappeared and abandoned them.
Right.
The same thing is, we don't want the children to think that we disappeared and abandoned them. And yes, it might be difficult for that other classroom that the children cry when they see you, but that's a sign that healthy attachment took place.
That's great. That's a great reminder.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, we've talked a lot in our podcasting throughout our time about responsive caregiving. That's been an ongoing theme for the CICC podcast. But are there, in terms of attachment and what we were just discussing, for people who might be listening thinking, oh gosh, how can I really facilitate this? Are there also maybe environmental ways that a provider could kind of encourage that attachment as well as in their relationship, and maybe, you know.
Oh, definitely. You know, the idea of having a quality relationship that builds on attachment does not end in the infant toddler years.
Okay.
We can also use it with the preschool years, in that, you know, we talk about routine and schedules and consistency. Those are all basic attachment principles. Mm. You know, having a very predictable, consistent classroom routine, using picture schedules, preparing children for changes and transitions, planning those transition times, and knowing when it might be difficult for certain children and making sure to think about that, being proactive in that sense. So it's definitely not something that we leave behind when we're working with preschoolers. Again, it's that making sure that we're having quality interactions with each of the children every day, that those interactions are positive. You know, you can listen to yourself, and how often do you say a certain child's name, and what tone of voice are you saying that name in?
Right.
And making sure that the child is hearing their name in a positive tone of voice more often than in a negative tone of voice. And I know for some children that can be really challenging, but it's something that we have control over.
Excellent.
Right.
Yep, that is excellent.
Very true. Very true.
I think this has been really helpful, and I hope our listeners agree that all this series has been very good about attachment. And before we go, I want to remind the people who are tuning into our podcast that both Dia and Priscilla are available for our programming if people live in Minnesota, for both inclusion consultation and if a program is involved in the Minnesota's Quality Initiative Parent Aware, they can have they're available. There is longer inclusion coaching available to both family child care and child care center programs. And so I just want to remind people of that, and they can contact our offices through the website. So I appreciate you both being here again. This has been a wonderful discussion. I appreciate your expertise, Dia, and for sharing this wonderful information.
Well, and I guess I'd just like to close with one important point, especially, I guess, for all teachers, but especially for those preschool teachers that may not think that attachment, may not be sure how attachment applies to them. And, you know, the important thing to remember is that, again, our relationships are helping that child to form a template for future relationships. And part of what we can really do is to get to know that child as an individual, learn his or her cues, and be responsive to those cues.
Right. Excellent. Thank you very much.
That's all for now. See you next time.